B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And that's my man right here, Yo D.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Well, let's just discuss this. I just want to hear, where is your mindset right now? Forget about seedings. Forget about who they're going to play, first round, blah, blah, blah. Forget all of it. Where's your mindset with this team making a run?
Well, right now, I look at them and I still say that I'm second round, but of course, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if they extended that to the Eastern Conference Finals because of Joel Embiid and James Harden. It's a matter of, we know what we're going to get from the big fella. So is James Harden going to do enough offensively to also help out the cause on Embiid's side? And then the X factors in Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey. They've all been there, including Tyrese Maxey from a season ago. He had a really good game 6 against the Atlanta Hawks to force that game 7. And right now I have them in the second round. No matter who the opponent, no matter what they look like right now, it wouldn't surprise me, though, if they advance a little bit further into the Eastern Conference Finals like we want them to, and reevaluate things, of course, once we see how they got there.
All right, so you're feeling somewhat good. Like, I'm more nervous than anything. Like, I agree with you. There's only two teams that I'm deathly afraid of.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And I've still got a Brooklyn fear. I think they beat Boston, and I think they beat Miami. Call me insane.
Yeah, so I'm not going to call you insane because all of those teams are good. That's why we're all jumbled up and we still don't have any answers yet with 4 games to play in the regular season because they're all highly competitive teams. They all are very good. They have really good players, coaches, you know, have shown so much on all those sides. Milwaukee, as you know, and I've always had them no matter what as the number one seed. I respect them
Yes. From
their championship pedigree from a season ago, watching how they did it, seeing how they did it. When they clinched that game 6 in the NBA Finals, I was there and I saw how it happened. And of course I had a different rooting interest, but I saw them come back from a 20-point deficit and then go back home, probably game 5, and then they closed it out in game 6 in Milwaukee. And just seeing how they did it, seeing how Giannis took that next leap, big games for Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. They've been there before, so I never looked at them and felt I was going to disrespect them and not have them at the top. Now, as far as Brooklyn goes, we're starting to see a little bit of a crack there. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Kyrie Irving having to play every game now where he was able to rest before and he can go and drop 50 on the team because he hasn't played in 9 days and he's as fresh. He has more, you know, more legs and energy than the other players. But something seems to be a little off with them right now. And they're going to have to play 2 games to get into the playoffs and then start on the road in whatever series that they're going to be into. So, but if we were to see them play the Brooklyn Nets in the next round, that means that they played well enough in that play-in tournament, beat whoever they played, let's say the Miami Heat, or let's just assume that Boston is number 2 because of what it is right now. That means they beat a good team to get to that.
Yeah, I don't want to play them in the first round that I'm talking about. You're only half game out.
You're right. But I really only see them as a 3-4 right now, even though they're only half a game out of what that number 2 is. And I understand that. You're right. I understand that.
I mean, look, I see what you see with Brooklyn. And you know what? I don't know. There's just the specter. Right, anytime you got to deal with Durant and Irving, I just, you know, again, and also I don't know. See, I'm afraid. Here's what I'm really afraid of. I'm afraid of Harden. I need James. I need him to bring it, right? And I don't know. Those two guys were in his head last game. I don't need those two guys to be in his head during the playoffs. And he's prone to that.
He's prone to that too. No, and we saw it already. That's why you bring it up, because we saw him fail in that moment. And that just flat out cannot happen in that series. Cannot. And if that is the case and he fails in a moment like that, what is he going to do in a moment when they're not the opponent, but it is a big stage like the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals next season, and we have those same types of questions because he's still on the roster. That cannot happen. And that is a fear that, of course, is warranted based on the one game that we saw and how he came up really small in that moment.
Yeah.
Where they did not. They were ready for him. He was not ready for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. Otherwise, listen, I don't know. I'm still hopeful. I feel a lot of pressure, fan pressure. It sounds so stupid, but I do have fan pressure. I feel like, you know, they're going into, I'm nervous. And the playoffs haven't even started. I got four games left at a play-in tournament, and I'm already nervous, Devon.
Is it the nerves because of the possibility of Brooklyn first?
It's
the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, we all want them to have a nice long run, and I'm worried about it.
Mm-hmm. No, and I understand because we're tired of the second round visits, and that's
right.
And you want to see that advancement to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what it's all about. I've been saying it forever. I know you have. Andrew has. We've all been saying it. The 50 wins are fantastic in the 82-game season. We love it, but it's to be expected now. And what we also expect now is to move past that second round. And they've had enough talent. They've had really good matchups where they should have done it already. And now we are looking at it saying, okay, no more, especially when you go out and make a move like this midseason to go get James Harden.
Yeah.
There is, of course, the expectation that you are supposed to make that next step, that advancement to that next round. And look, it may not be the NBA Finals this year, but if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and one thing that I always love to say at night, how did it happen? So if they go into the Eastern Conference Finals, they lose in seven games, it was competitive,
yes.
We'll all be upset.
No, but listen, you lose a war to the Bucks.
Right.
Hey, so be it, man.
As you said, as a fan, like you just said, as a fan looking at it from that perspective, you'll be upset. But if you lose a war, as you just pointed out, a tough one, then you take it, you shake their hand, and you move on, and you get ready for the next
game. No, that's sports, right.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm with you, and it's about moving on, because not only is it Joel Embiid getting past that second round, it's why you brought James Harden in, and it's also why you brought Doc Rivers in here to move past that round and also to pick up from that mess that was left in the center last June when they got knocked out by the Atlanta Hawks in that game seven.
All right, so I got to run this by you because there's some whispers now. There was a whisper report about when the Sixers were in L.A., there was an unnamed Sixer saying he was growing fatigued and weary of Doc and his rotation. And then there's a Bleacher Report linking Doc to the Lakers. And what was the other one, Jonas?
The Jazz.
No, but listen, I heard no shot with the Jazz. I just got told no shot. Now, yeah, Lakers.
But you weren't told no shot with the Lakers.
Correct.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, it's coming at the wrong time because there's still work to do here.
That's right.
What we just talked about for a few minutes. There's still work to do here. 3 years left on his contract, and he has a job to do. And look, we know the league. We know the business. We know how it goes in sports. These things pop up, and who knows? Maybe LeBron James has said he wants Doc Rivers, and Frank Vogel is on his way out. Whatever. But right now, I didn't want to hear that today. And, you know, if we were going
to
hear this,
I said that to the Tunis. I don't want to deal with this today. Like, I don't want to deal with now Doc being, you know, wooed by the Lakers or whatever. I mean, just I don't want to hear any of this. I want to focus on the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to hear that right now. And look, while I may not be Doc Rivers' biggest fan, right now there's still a job to be done, which is all the things that we just talked about is trying to secure a championship for the 76ers.
Exactly.
I just don't want to hear that. We know about his home in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We know he loves it out
right.
there. He loves the golf, and he loves that weather, and all of that. I get it. If he moves on and fails in the playoffs, then that's his thing. And unfortunately, that's how his career has gone here with the Philadelphia 76ers. But I was just a little bit disappointed knowing that we're about to be in the guts of this whole thing and this story comes out. Great work by Jake. There's nothing wrong with the reporting with what he did, but I did not want to hear that right now.
Dude, I hear you, brother. I felt the same way, Devon. The same way. We don't need this. We need focus for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I hope that he is. I hope that he is focused. I hope he has the goal in mind, the task at hand that needs to be done. He will be asked about it at some point, and he'll push it aside and ignore it and all of that he does. But, a job needs to be done here. If he wants to go there later on. But right now, you need to focus on what needs to be done at this moment, which is getting that team to the NBA Finals.
All right, you ready? Now I need to play something for you.
Play it for me.
All right? And I want you to take a listen. Tell me who this is.
It was important for me to do that because I love the players and I care for them, and they were very emotional and crying, and that's my job, is to support them and to care for them and to love them and to be there for them. And so it was nothing more than just caring for them.
No, it's weird. It doesn't sound as much as I thought there.
Was that Hubert Davis?
Yes. Now, if you listen to Hubert Davis after a game on the court being interviewed, he sounds just like Doc. But there, because he has a rasp after. You know why? Because he's working his voice.
Exactly.
Right?
I was about to say, when I heard him, I think it was Saturday's game, the Final Four game, not the championship game last night, where he was yelling, and it was really raspy. And I'm like, well, he's working in that huddle, yelling, what he's
right.
doing, and working the officials as well. So I understand.
And he 100%. Sounds like Doc when he's raspy.
Yes, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's
yes.
what I told the Chiefs, but he is, and that's a press conference. His voice has calmed down there.
And that's only one season. That's only one season. I mean, he's been on the TV side this entire time.
I know. After I love you with Davis. Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. I was rooting for them solely because of how they made their run, because of him.
Yeah.
And the players, they just worked their tails off as the eighth seed to get to where they were. So it was a great game.
I can dig it, brother. Listen, Devon, we love you, buddy. All right, we'll be listening tonight in the post, all right?
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Here he goes, Devon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.